Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Visit Pensacola, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Expert panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. I'm very excited to be speaking this morning with Nicole Stacy of Visit Pensacola. Good morning, Nicole.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
I am very excited to get a chance to catch up with you on this holiday week. How's your week going?
It's been really great. You know, it's exciting to see Pensacola kind of come alive in the holiday spirit. With Thanksgiving tomorrow, I know that people are just really grateful right now for the things that we do have and the family that we are able to connect with and the businesses and the life that we are able to live here in Pensacola. It's such a special week and it really kicks off, you know, that holiday season and cheer that I know I love so much. But it's such a special time. So it's been a good week.
Yes, I agree. I feel like we're getting this renewed energy and, you know, it's the season of hope and giving, and I'm just excited to see, you know, like you said, exactly what you said, our city's coming alive. So what is happening on the Visit Pensacola front for the holiday season?
Yeah, so we are launching all of our holiday deals and events. So there are events that are coming back online, which is really exciting given the year that we've all had. And I want to say first and foremost that these events, the organizers are really working hard to make sure they're following all of the CDC protocols. They're having safety checks, but they do want to bring things back online for people to enjoy. And so if you go to visitpensacola.com/events, you'll see a lot of the different events that people are holding. And the good thing is a lot of them are outdoors because we're still in this beautiful, perfect weather time frame. I mean, the weather has been gorgeous lately. Today is a little rainy, but I know tomorrow it's going to be even better. But a lot of these events that are coming on are things that you and your family can do outside, and you'll be away from the crowds and you'll still be able just to enjoy each other. So I encourage people, check out those events, check out the event calendar, because it's really a great resource to find out all of the different things that are going on, especially on a long weekend like this.
Yes, I'm checking it out too as we're talking about it, and I'm seeing so much fun stuff. Like if you have company coming to town, and even if you know it's a smaller group but you're meeting safely and you're not sure what to do or where exactly to take them, this is such an awesome resource for just seeing what is happening around town, what are the things that are available to go out and still have some fun. We are still doing such fun stuff in our community that has not stopped.
Absolutely. If you know, and with Thanksgiving tomorrow, if you don't feel like cooking, which I've heard from a lot of friends and family, and they're like, you know, this year has been tough enough, I don't want to be in the kitchen all day, there's plenty of your favorite places that are doing Thanksgiving dinners. They're doing Thanksgiving brunches and lunches. They were even doing pickup orders, I think, up until today. So check it out, because our culinary scene, as you know, in Pensacola, it is growing, it's booming, and it's delicious. There's a lot of opportunity for you just to get out and have someone else make the meal for you. You don't even have to dirty up the kitchen, because this weekend is going to be so much fun. We really kind of launch into the holiday season on Friday with Winterfest and our first City Lights Festival. Both organizations are doing an in-person event, but they're also doing virtual options. So again, if you're just not quite ready to get out in the crowd, that's perfectly fine. And they're giving you the option to watch it and enjoy it from the comfort of your own home. But I just get so excited when I see the downtown lights flip on. And if you've not seen it, you definitely want to go check out Palafox Street. They do an incredible job. And then Winterfest, they do everything from the Santa visits to the Grinch visits. So it's a really fun time to just get out with your friends and family. My sister and I took my mom last year to see the Grinch. So really all ages are appropriate, but it's a great time just to celebrate and to just have some joy in your life with your friends and your family. So I'm really excited that those things are about to start happening, because it's such a fun weekend.
Yes, there is so much that is happening. I also am a huge fan of the lighting of Palafox, and that's happening Friday. Is that right? Like Friday,
yes.
Probably right around like 4:30, 5 o'clock, I imagine, somewhere around there when it starts to get dark.
Yeah, so it's Friday at 5 o'clock. They will flip that switch. They've been giving us little sneak peeks all week. If you are an early riser like myself, when I get down to the gym downtown, the lights are still on. So it's kind of like a good morning for me. And it's just been so nice to see it. But Palafox will be on and popping, as I like to say, on Friday with Winterfest kicking off and all of their virtual tours and just their very private tours that they're doing this year. You've got Palafox Market that will be there this weekend, which is a great opportunity to celebrate Shop Small Saturday. You know, our small businesses need us right now, and what better way to show them some love than to do some of your favorite Christmas shopping with them on Saturday.
Yes, love the market. It's funny you mentioned that, Nicole, about going early to the gym. I had the exact same experience maybe it was Monday, and I was like, oh my gosh, the lights are on. Do they know that the lights are on? I didn't really.
I know. I kind of felt like I should call someone and say, turn them off. You're giving away the surprise. But then I was like, maybe I'll just sit here and enjoy it for a second.
Right. Maybe it's just a special, like you said, if you're an early bird. I have not been back to the gym since then, I'm sorry to say. So I don't know if it was every day or if it was just like a tester, but it is so beautiful and gives such hope, like having the lights on, and it's so warm and friendly and inviting. And yeah, even if it's, you know, 75 degrees outside and a little bit muggy, it still just brings that festive air, which is such a big part of our community, is like getting out and doing these things together. And I love what you said about the market. If for some reason anyone listening has not had the opportunity to visit the Palafox Market, it is an award-winning market. There's local vendors. You can get food and art and crafts, and there's stuff for pets. And it's just a really, I think, like a jewel of our community that we do that. They do it rain or shine. And that opens, does it open at 8 a.m. on Saturday, I want to say?
I think they kick off at 8 a.m. and they go pretty much through the afternoon, and then the vendors will sprinkle in and out. But it's a great opportunity. And there's vendors that are new every week, but then there's those vendors that you just love and you have to go back and visit. And so I was just so excited when that was opening back up and vendors were allowed to come back down and just sell their products, because it's everything from local art to fresh produce to some delicious coffee, which we all need.
Yes.
To those holiday wreaths that they start putting out, which I, gosh, praise the lady or the gentleman that make those, because they're beautiful and they just seem so time consuming. So a great way to just kind of get gifts for the entire family, or treat yourself and get some gifts that you need to decorate your house for the holiday season.
Yes, I know. I'm still in search of a wreath, so I'm glad you mentioned that. That might be something on my list this weekend. I also, while we're talking about the Palafox Market, I know I've been there before and shopped and bought something and then left, and wanted to recommend, I'm thinking about some awesome, that were like homemade dog treats. And then when I left and wanted to recommend to one of my friends, I completely blanked on what was the name of the vendor, what was the tent. Palafox Market has a website and you can find a vendor. So if you're like me and you stop by and forgot all about it, you can look back and see like, oh, who was it that I bought that from? Or, oh, I bought this thing last year. Maybe they're still there. So I want to encourage everyone to check that out. It's just palafoxmarket.com. And you can find out more. And probably, I'm sure, like the contact info, if you had specific questions, this is a great time, like you said, Nicole, to support our small businesses, get your shopping, like your lists knocked out, and keep in touch with those folks. Cause I always like recommending, you know, I'm like, oh, someone compliments or whatever. I'm like, oh, I got it at the Palafox Market, and here's how you can get back in touch with them.
Absolutely. You know, another opportunity on our website and on our app, which if you haven't downloaded the Experience Pensacola app on your smartphone, I definitely encourage you to do that. It's the coolest app to have when your friends and family come visit, but also if you're just looking for things to do or where to go. But the biggest piece of this app that my team and I love is we can offer deals and coupons. And not only is it 2020 and it's been a tough year, but who doesn't, even on a regular year, love a good deal or a coupon? So I encourage you to go and check out our holiday deals, because we've got things like money off of weekly stays. We've got coupons for different restaurants. We've got stuff from Sam's Fun City, Laguna's Adventure Park, spring and summer vacations, dolphin cruises, bowling. I mean, you name it, and it's probably on there. So it's a great way for locals to get out and enjoy the things that we have right in our own backyard, but also as friends and family may or may not be coming to visit you. If they are coming to visit you, get outside and enjoy these activities that we have in our area, because there's so much to do in Pensacola, and this is the perfect time to do it.
I love this. Nicole, I'm sorry to say I did not have this app before, but just while we've been chatting, I went ahead and put it on my phone. This is a beautiful app, and it's so easy to navigate. This is I'm so impressed, and kind of sad I didn't have it before. But if you are looking for the best way to access this calendar we've been talking about and just see what is happening, what's going on around town, experience Pensacola. I got it in 10 seconds, and now it's all fully up and running. This is so, so awesome. Have you guys had this as a feature for a while?
So we launched it on June 1st, and it was already in the works. So we just kind of went ahead and we said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and launch it, because we really created this app for our locals, just to really have everything there is to do in Pensacola right at their fingertips. It's a great app for people that are coming in to visit. And we know that, you know, as a tourist, whenever you go anywhere on vacation, you're looking for what to do, where to stay, where to eat, what do the locals love, is there trails, all of those things. And so we just found that it was a great opportunity for Pensacola to launch the app now, to really just kind of build upon. And the cool thing is our app is exclusive to Visit Pensacola partners. So if you're a partner with us, you're on that app, and it's free advertising. It also has the calendar of events. It has trails and tours, which like the Bushwhacker Trail, which I don't recommend doing by yourself, but I definitely think people should try it out and go and enjoy those delicious cocktails. It's got the Oyster Trail on there where you can just go and kind of immerse yourself in the oyster experience. And then the one thing I wanted to share, and this is just a teaser, so I can't give you too much. On Monday, we're going to be launching a prize giveaway on the app, and you have to use the app to win, but you can enter as many times as you can, but for over $1,000 in prizes, just to promote the holiday season and getting people out and about and enjoying our community.
Wow, so that's starting on Monday?
Yes, so the press release will be going out on Monday. Everything will be in the app, everything will be online on our website. But you have a chance to win over $1,000 in prizes. And this is really geared towards our locals. Get out and support your community, support our restaurants and our small businesses, and then have the opportunity to enjoy yourself. Because these prizes, I mean, it's everything from a vacation stay to electric bikes downtown to restaurants and bars, to just some fun art pieces and coffee mugs and olive oil at my favorite place downtown. So there's all kinds of stuff involved. One lucky winner will win this grand prize. We really just want to engage with people on the app and just see people out and about and enjoying our small businesses in the community, because they need our help right now, and we love to show them some love.
Very cool. So how does it work to get entered to win one of these prizes?
So the enter to win, it's going to be really easy. On the app, as you're visiting places, you can check in. And so we're asking people to snap a photo, check in, and that's an entry. It's super simple. It's easy to do. And you're already out and about. And the majority of us are always on our phones. So why not check in and share that experience with others? And then we can share it too.
So awesome. So you don't have to buy anything. You don't have to raffle tickets or anything like that. You just go about your regular day anyway. Hop on this incredible app that is such a cool service for our community. Send in a picture, check in, and then you're entered to win a fabulous prize. I love this. So this is starting Monday.
It's going to be great. It's starting Monday, and we'll have all of the details, and I'll make sure that you and the whole ADX Communications family has the details to share. It's going to go December 1st through January 1st. So we want to get all the information out on Monday on the 30th so people have it and they're ready and they can set their plans. We are really excited just to do something fun for the community.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so it's going all the way through January 1st. So you could even have some like New Year's Eve check-ins. I haven't looked ahead to see what those celebrations are going to look like. I know everyone's going to be safe and, you know, keep health and safety at the front of everyone's minds, just like we've been doing all year. But that's exciting that this prize giveaway spans all the way into New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much that's that's coming back that's exciting to talk about. I was just on a call before this call with the Double Bridge Run with Pensacola Sports and the beach committee out there. And I'm so excited that there's going to be a Double Bridge Run. Not that I'm a runner and not that I've ran both bridges, but I'm very excited to share that they've already had almost 500 entries. And this time last year, they only had 185. So people are super excited for this run. And I mean, props to these runners. You live some healthy lifestyles, so I'm proud of you for that. But how exciting that they've now announced that, yes, the Double Bridge is running, and yes, you will be running on both bridges, including a small piece of the 3 mile bridge, which we are all, you know, that's the center of our attention right now. So for these runners to be able to run on part of that bridge, I think it's just going to be so exciting. And that's in February. So again, we're planning for things, we're putting in some safety protocols, but there's a lot of stuff that's coming, and it's exciting. It's exciting to look forward to these big events.
Wow, that is so exciting. I love hearing that. I also am not a runner, but happy to cheer people on as they go. I am surprised to hear that the 3 mile bridge will be included, but also really excited. I know everyone was looking forward to doing all kinds of walking and biking and everything that that bridge was, you know, built to offer. So good on Visit Pensacola for making that happen, that like we are still going to be able to access that. I'm sure it will be safe. Y'all wouldn't be allowing it if it wasn't. So that's in February, and already that many people signed up. I guess people can still sign up. Is that right, for the Double Bridge?
Oh, yeah. So this, all the props go to Pensacola Sports. Visit Pensacola, we're just their friendly sister or brother on the side helping to promote. But Pensacola Sports, they are still taking, people can still register. They can still sign up. If any beach businesses want to get involved, they're definitely looking for ways to keep people on the island. So that's Super Bowl weekend. It's February 6th. So stay out there. Grab a hotel room on Friday night. Run the run on Saturday. They're looking at doing some fun, different things on the island with different venues so they can spread it out. Again, those safety protocols of making sure people are having fun, but that they're physically distanced. And we've been calling it coastal distancing. And then Sunday Super Bowl, which, you know, all of those restaurants are going to have their big TVs up and areas for you to enjoy. And we hear that the Super Bowl is still happening. So it's a great way to spend some time, a staycation on the beach, if you will. And the Double Bridge Run and that organization with Pensacola Sports, they're doing a great job to make sure things stay safe, but that people can still have a lot of fun.
I love that. I love what you said about keeping people on the island. There's so much to do down there. And I know for those of us over here on this side, on the Pensacola side of the bridge, it's almost like you do have to kind of plan your day around it. Like if you're going out there, then spend the time. So what a perfect opportunity. There's still time now to plan ahead. And the registration is still open. I'm really excited about the idea of maybe grabbing a hotel room, spending time down there. That typically is not a time when you're competing with beach space, you know, competing with tourists or something like that. So a good time to enjoy the beach as a local. I always think February is just a different kind of beautiful, obviously, than like 4th of July or Blue Angels or something, but just a really fun way to see our beach in a way that a lot of people who just visit don't get the chance to do that. So almost like a true local perk. Like there's a good, the upside of Florida, if you will. I know we kind of go around with that hashtag. But so that's so exciting coming up February 6th. And what else, Nicole? Is there anything else that you're particularly excited about as we go into the holiday season and into the new year?
I'm really excited for the new year in general.
Yes.
But I'm really just looking forward to, you know, we've got a new board of directors at Visit Pensacola, and DC Reeves with Perfect Plane and the Studer Group. He is our new chair, and so he has just big ideas for the organization. We've got our new president and CEO, Darren, who's now been here for 7 months, which I cannot believe it's been 7 months. But we're just really excited to get back to what we do best, which is promoting this beautiful destination that we get to call home, inviting people to enjoy it, but also reminding the locals of what they have in their backyard and right at their fingertips. Because there's just so much to do in Pensacola. It truly is a destination for all. And whether it's young families, couples, or just a bunch of friends that want to come have a great weekend. There's so much to do. Perdido Key, Pensacola Beach, downtown Pensacola, and then in Escambia County in general. We're really lucky to call this our home. And so I love the holidays. I love spending time with my friends and family. It kind of just brings it all back full circle, right? There's just an opportunity to be. And I think if 2020 has taught us anything, it's taught us to spend time with those that you love. And that, you know, really don't take for granted the things that you have right here. Like, be grateful for the things we do have, and let's look forward to the things that we've been missing.
Absolutely. I love that attitude. That's such a good way, especially to go into Thanksgiving, you know, like truly recognizing, reflecting on what we are grateful for. And I know I am grateful for Visit Pensacola and all the work that you guys do, exactly what you said, to showcase this little beautiful slice of paradise that we get to call home and share with others around the world. And we, you know, want to put that best foot forward. So exciting. Congratulations to DC on his new role on the board. I'm curious, Nicole, in the last few minutes here about for people who want to get in on the action, like you mentioned, Visit Pensacola partners are exclusively featured in this app. And you guys do such an amazing job of promoting partners and putting them out in front of not just locals, like you said, but anyone who is coming to visit. Are there good ways for people, if they're interested in becoming a partner with Visit Pensacola, for them to get in touch?
Absolutely. So, you know, everything you need is on visitpensacola.com. I want to say this, the app is exclusive to partners, but our calendar of events is exclusive to Escambia County. So if you've got an event and you're not a partner, but you want us to advertise your event and you want it to be on this website, please go to the website and submit your event. We would love to help showcase what you're doing within our community. Now, if you want more information on becoming a partner, you can scroll all the way to the bottom of the website and you'll see a sign there that says become a partner. And you just click on that and we will get in touch with you. You can sign up for our newsletter there. You can submit an event there. The website is really your best resource. And again, my team, we love engaging with you on social media. So feel free to follow along Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Visit Pensacola. Use our hashtag ExperiencePcola because we would love to reshare what you love so much about this destination. That's how we tell the story, right? It's not just what I love, it's what you love and what everyone else loves. And it makes up this beautiful story of Pensacola. And that's the funnest part of my job. So please share with us what you're doing this holiday season. We would love to share it with the rest of the world. And I look forward to engaging with people because that's what makes Pensacola so special. And that's what makes Visit Pensacola work, is the people that we work with every single day to share the story of this destination.
That's it. And I'm so glad you mentioned the app one more time, because we had a quick question come in, Nicole, about where on the Experience Pensacola app will the contest be located? I imagine once it goes live on Monday, it'll be pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So it'll be right on the homepage. So as soon as you open up the app, it'll be the first box at the top. We just haven't put it up there yet because we know that there's some people that get excited. So look for that on December 1st, but all of the press and all of the announcements will be going out on Monday.
Awesome. So Monday we can look forward to that. In the meantime, what are your plans for Thursday, for tomorrow? Oh my gosh, it's tomorrow, Thanksgiving.
I know, it's tomorrow. So my sister recently had a baby, little Jackson. And so he is 7 weeks old last week or this week. So I'm actually hosting Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness.
The pressure's on. But I am just going to enjoy spending time with my mom and my sister and Jackson, my little nephew. It's going to be small, but we wanted it that way. And you know, we're just going to enjoy each other's company. We've got our family traditions and our recipes that we love. I've been tasked to build a charcuterie board. So here we go. I'm going to be showing that on my social media, I'm sure. But I'm just excited to, you know, have a few days with them and just really enjoy and those are the people I'm most grateful for. So I want to spend that time with them and, you know, maybe have a glass of wine or two and look at the lights downtown and just kind of be, I think, is what I'm going to be doing this weekend.
Wow. Well, that sounds incredible. Congratulations on becoming an auntie and on hosting.
Thank you.
That is very brave. I will be following along to see how it goes. And I hope I see you out there for the lighting ceremony. And thank you so much for sharing with everyone everything that's going on and all the awesome work the Visit Pensacola team is doing for our community.
Thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope to see you downtown this weekend as well.